It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Ask Ross is brought to you by the 409tailgateclub.com. And this is the exciting news from 409 Tailgate Club. They are going to be opening a retail outlet in State College at the Nittany Mall. It will be called the Tailgate Corner. It'll be located inside the Emporium in the mall with a lot of great barbecue sauces and rubs beyond all the great 409 products. Some of Andrew's favorites from around the country. There's also going to be some great tailgate games and gift ideas. And I also can now confirm they're going to be doing some free tastings on Friday nights of home football weekends. Show up at the Emporium at the mall at the Tailgate Corner. They're going to have free samples of barbecue and even of the tailgate wine. How's that, Andrew?
There you go. If you need it, if you need something for your tailgate, having that option for you is a savior. Trust me. Eat their free food. It's so good.
Even if it's not free, eat it.
Yeah, even if it's not free, eat it.
All right. Very good. The boys at 409 Tailgate Club appreciate the endorsement, Andy. All right. It's time for Ask Bob and Andy. You gentlemen ready?
We are definitely probably ready.
Locked and loaded.
All right. Let's start with Brad from Arlington because, of course, we are big in Northern Virginia. Brad wants to know, do you think PSU's defense will be top 10 caliber this year? I think it's overhyped a little. We got pushed around in the run game last year and are unproven at tackle, safety, and third cornerback.
I think they will challenge to be the best defense in the Big Ten. They might be top 10 worthy. I would say the two games they got most pushed around in, they got worn down in the Michigan game because the offense couldn't do anything. I think it was 14-0 at half, and it was really a game in the third quarter. Penn State, and I think they were on the field a lot.
They got put in some bad drives, spots, too. Yeah,
put in some bad spots. The other game, when Benny Snell and those – I mean, they missed Windsor in that game. There's just no question about it. It's a bowl game. It's kind of a different animal. It was a little warm down there. I do believe that their defensive tackles are going to be better. I think their linebackers are definitely better. And I do think that Jan Johnson, the guy we don't talk about, that Ross talks probably too much about, has a chance to be even better this year. I think that they will be better against the run, and I do think with the depth that they have, I'd really be surprised if this was not one of the top defenses in the country.
Yeah, when I think of Penn State's defense, I go back to Joe Moorhead. This coming defense for 2019. Experience matters until the talent gets experience. And this talent on this defensive side of the ball is deep and at a high level. And it needs a little more salt and pepper at spots, just a little bit. But once it gets some more of that...
Seasoning. I think you need seasoning.
Ready. Speaking of barbecue...
They need a little rub. They need a little all-purpose rub.
Let it go, Bob. Right. Let it go. Let's move on to our next question.
I just think that if they aren't... one of the, if not the best defense in the Big Ten at the end of the year, they've sort of underperformed a little bit. There's that much blistering talent on the field.
All right. Next question is from Joe from Parts Unknown. He didn't tell us where he's from. He's probably from far away. Figures that's his only chance to win.
What's he, an ex-wrestler?
Okay. Funny. I listen to you guys at work, and you make me extremely hungry for barbecue at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Well done.
How is it that James Franklin is completely unaware of his overusage of the word obviously? Well, that's not his question. Also, there seems to be quite the logjam at the linebacker position. Can Penn State legitimately keep all these guys happy, or are we going to see some transfers?
Well, I mean, there is a logjam, but I mean, every good defense has a top six. Right. And I don't know that Penn State's had that.
That's a good point.
They really haven't. They've had a good three when they had Mike Hole and when Naeem Wortman was healthy and Brandon Bell was healthy.
Right.
They had three good ones. There was no one really behind them. I mean, Koa Farmer was a conversion. I mean, they just really haven't had five or six really pure, talented linebackers. And now with their starting three, and you know, you got Ellis Brooks, and you got Brandon Smith, and you have Dixon, and you have Lucada. I mean, that's not that deep. It really isn't. And there's going to be some injuries. I mean, eventually in this transfer portal world, somebody's probably going to be unhappy. But I mean, let's put it this way. As long as Parsons is back, and he finishes out his career, they're going to lose Brown. They're going to lose Jan Johnson.
Right.
You know, they got Brandon Smith and Dixon waiting in the wings. But even after that, I just think that I think that the good ones are going to stay, and that's really all that matters.
It's funny. If you say Lucada, Smith, and Dixon, I'm like sure like a team like, you know, Maryland or Rutgers, they would take all – that would be their starting linebackers. That's what – you know, or at least – two out of those three would be.
I was
going
to say, you have a couple true freshmen there. That would be your
they would be impact
for,
players.
I'll say 3 years, yeah, right?
For a different program. So they are, obviously. Yes.
He did it. He went there.
I did it.
All right. Let's move on to David in Lancaster. Who was the last dominant Penn State offensive lineman? And who on this roster could reach that status?
Dominant offensive lineman. Levi Brown was pretty good. The 2008 team had a bunch of good players. I got first team All Big Ten notification, but they weren't really dominant.
They weren't.
Since I've been covering the team since 2002, Stefan Wisniewski wasn't dominant. He was close. John Urschel was almost there by the time he was there. But we're not really talking about – Wisniewski was a second-round pick. Urschel was like fourth. Levi was a first-round pick. I would probably say Levi Brown. And we've been talking about Rasheed Walker as maybe a possible clone or somebody that's in the conversation. But of those guys this year, I would put my money on Michael Mennett.
That's exactly where I was going. I think at his position – And the way he's built himself and the athleticism he has,
yeah,
and the experience, Michael Mennett has the potential to be a dominant college football center.
That's an interesting take, since he was, and I'm using the air quotes here, a little disappointing coming in.
Yes.
I think there were Penn State fans who expected him to just walk right in, yep, as a true
and
freshman.
It didn't help that they played Connor McGovern right away.
Right.
So it kind of made him look bad, but Connor McGovern was that good.
Yeah, Connor McGovern was that good.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com, where great barbecue meets great wine. And don't forget about the tailgate corner coming up at the Emporium at Nittany Mall. All right, this one I'm going to direct at Andy.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Sean from Monroeville. With camp underway, who do you believe will win the three-headed race at safety? My gut is telling me Brisker. Big, strong, athletic. He reminds me of Marcus Allen, with the ability to be a shutdown in coverage. I think a lot of people are down on him because he's a JUCO. However, I do believe he had a Bama offer coming out of Lackawanna.
Yeah, he had, and Monroeville's a dead giveaway because that's where Gateway High School is, duh. So you're a Jaquan Brisker fan. I'm a Jaquan Brisker fan, but I don't think he plays right away. I think you have to, in terms of, you know, with Brent Pry and James Franklin, you've got to give a little chance. And they have other options that they're more comfortable and familiar with. Mm-hmm. They're still just becoming familiar with Jaquan Brisker. But I have a funny feeling after 5 or 6 games, it might be difficult to leave him off the field at that point. I'll be honest with you. I think he's – everything I've heard so far is what I already thought in my head that James talking about. And I think after 5 or 6 games, it might be difficult to leave him off the field. But I don't think he starts, but I think he can be part of – it's not a three-headed monster, it's a four-headed monster.
I think Sutherland's the guy that I'm going to watch. I think
– yeah.
And Brent Pry said something at Media Day. He said, we're going to play the two best safeties, don't think of position. So I think they already have a contingency plan where Garrett Taylor isn't close to the line of scrimmage. He moves back to center field, and a guy like Sutherland, who's a hitter, or even Lamont Wade,
right,
might be the box safety.
Up in the box, yeah.
I think they're prepared to do that as well. I just want to see one of the Lackawanna JUCOs finally arrive. And I'm not saying
this
that
is your one.
He won't, but it just doesn't happen as much as you want it to.
Yep, you got to see it. This guy has the biggest potential to make you to be able to deliver that for you.
And with the pipeline they've created to there, you'd like to think it pays off.
Yes.
They don't have to hit on everyone.
This one.
But how about at least a couple of them?
I'm telling you, second round draft pick. I'm calling it.
There's
right
our
now.
Bold prediction.
Wow.
I'm telling you right now, that kid's
somewhere
got.
Somewhere Ross is just shaking his head.
Everything,
going.
Second round draft
he
pick.
He just got a little shiver. Maybe and he didn't third know why.
Second or third round.
All right. Next up, Tom from Camp Hill. Which member of the famed Penn State 2018 recruiting class will have the biggest impact overall on the success of this season? Redshirt freshman or true soft? Would Rashid having a fantastic season be better for Penn State than Micah or someone else having a great year like Shorter, Freiermuth, Owe, Dotson, PJ Mustafer? He put them all in there.
It's actually the way that he phrased that question. That's going to be a tough question to beat because it's not just about pure talent. It's about
impact.
What they bring to the team. And I think he's right. For me, if Walker becomes an above average blindside left tackle, by the time the Big Ten season arrives, then that's probably where I'm going to head. I think that they don't have a lot of depth there. That's a really big position, especially in the Big Ten East. If he plays well, I think this guy's right. It could be Rashid Walker.
If you're just scratching the surface, you're going to see Micah do things that are going to make you say that it's Micah. But in terms of the overall team, Bob is 100% right. If Rashid Walker can develop into that safe, reliable, smart, impact player at left tackle, because it's a much bigger need than at linebacker, it is Rashid Walker by a mile.
I think that's the biggest risk. If he doesn't perform, correct, if any of these other guys don't perform, it's okay. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't perform, it is a problem. All right, let's get one more in real quick. Steve from Columbus, Ohio. I love when they come from Buckeye Land.
What?
Yes. Since the playoff committee doesn't seem to care about schedule, why not just leave Pitt on as an every year thing? Seems like it would make both fan bases happy and would most likely benefit Penn State. I'm assuming he's saying that because he thinks they're going to win.
Yeah, but I mean, well, a couple things. They make their schedules so far in advance. These things are mapped out to like 2024 now. And I don't know. I think the older fan base cares more about the game than the younger fan base. And I just don't think it's that big of a deal. I hate to say it. I wish it was, but it's not.
I think the other problem is that the way the Coastal Conference has gone in the ACC and the fact that Clemson's in it, Pitt is not a – it is not a high-value game for Penn State with Pitt being in that conference. It's just difficult.
Yeah, so. The Camp Hill one for me, the question about the 2018 class, I thought that was well phrased.
By a mile. That was a great question. We had good ones.
Well, that was Tom from Camp Hill, so he's the winner. My quick thought, as an old Penn State fan, I do like the Pitt game.
Of course
I
you
like
do.
That we hate Pitt. I like that Pitt hates Penn State. I like the arguments. I like everything about it. And that is the final note for quarter number three. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.